Chapter 13. At the Reform Club. On Saturday, December the 21st, when the clock at the Reform Club struck 25 minutes past eight, Fogg's friends thought the bet was won. They knew the train from Liverpool arrived at 7:23 p.m. The next train from Liverpool arrived too late. "Well," said Stuart, "if he was on the Liverpool train, he would be here by now." They watched the clock as the minute hand moved forwards. Maybe they were worried, but they did not show it. They even sat down to play cards. It was 8:42 p.m. The players picked up their cards, but their eyes were on the clock.
16 minutes to 9, said Sullivan.
There was only 1 minute left. The men stopped their card game. They counted the seconds. 20 seconds left, nothing. 10 seconds left, nothing. With only 5 seconds to go, there was a loud noise outside the club. With 3 more seconds left, the door to the hall opened and Phileas Fogg walked in.
"Here I am, gentlemen," he said calmly.
Yes, it was Phileas Fogg in person. Phileas Fogg travelled around the world in 80 days. He won the bet of £20,000. How did this happen? How could it be that the most organised and precise man in London made an error about the number of days? It is simple. When they went from Japan to San Francisco, they crossed the international date line, which means they should have put their watches 24 hours back. They forgot that it was 1 day earlier. Fogg won £20,000, but he spent nearly £19,000 on the journey, so he did not win much money. However, he was very satisfied. His idea was to win the bet, not to make money. Fogg divided the extra £1,000 between Passepartout and Detective Fix. He was not angry with the detective anymore. That evening, Fogg asked Alder, "Will you still marry me?"
"Mr. Fogg," she replied, "it is for me to ask you that question. You were ruined. Now you are rich again. My fortune belongs to you. We only discovered my error in time because you suggested our marriage."
"Dear Mr. Fogg," laughed the young woman. "Dear Alder," he replied. The marriage took place 48 hours later, and Passepartout was the best man. Now they would live a quiet life.